This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We would like to give them an opportunity to recite some verses of the Quran. So from my right is Qari Usama, and he is stationed at Masjid Darul Iman for the month of Ramadan. And just beside him is Qari Murad. He's actually from Algeria, and he is stationed at Abu Huraira Mosque for the month of Ramadan. And of course, we have our star, Qari Abdul Fattah, and Qari Ridwan. Tafaddal, inshallah. So we will start, inshallah, with Qari Usama. And he will recite to us for about 5 or 7 minutes, inshallah.
How many minutes? 7 minutes. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى وما علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربي كبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد قد جاءهم ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى وكم من ملك في السماوات لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله خير. تكبير. أكبر. Inshallah, we will have Qari Murad. Qari Usama is actually from Morocco, and he is stationed at Darul Iman. Qari Murad is actually from Algeria, and he is stationed at Abu Huraira. Inshallah, 10 دقائق.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسلا وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قواريرا من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عليهم ثياب سندس خضر وإستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما صدق الله العظيم.
Okay, salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Jazakum Allah khair, Sheikh Murad. Next up, we have Sheikh Muzammil. Sheikh Muzammil is the Imam at Masjid Al Ansar. He has actually taught a number of students and also engaged in Quranic competition internationally. Some of his students have actually won Quranic competitions internationally. Before I ask him, I just wanted to make an announcement that someone has dropped an envelope. I think on the front of the envelope it says Fitra. So if you would like to retrieve that envelope, please check with the brothers at the donation table. Jazakumullah khair. Qari Muzammil.
Yeah, if I can ask the brothers to come up a little more. So show them some love.
Can you come up, please, brother? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جَزَاءً مِّن رَّبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا. وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا. لا يسمعون فيها كذابا. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن. لا يملكون منه خطابا. يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا الله أكبر أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر فصل لربك
ربك وانحر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم.
تكبير. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you. Anybody knows what the meaning of a hafiz? What does hafiz mean? Someone who has memorized the Quran, right? As Sheikh Abdul Hamid taught us in our resilient hour on Wednesday, there is a deeper meaning to it. It's not just someone who has memorized the Quran, but it's someone who protects the Quran, someone who guards the Quran. And so our hafiz all over the world are guardians of the Quran. If something were to happen and all of the masahif of the Quran were destroyed, all of the computers were destroyed, then we know, and this happens only in Islam, we know that we have thousands and thousands of huffaz who have guarded and are protecting the Quran. Subhanallah. Inshallah, we will pivot now to our main program with Sheikh Musleh Khan. Sheikh Musleh Khan is known to all of you. He is a teacher here, an instructor, a khatib, a youth mentor all across the GTA and across Canada. And inshallah, he will speak to us about the divine guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's my pleasure to call on Sheikh Musleh to address us. Yes. Before I do that, please, inshallah, I know that all of you are excited. It's the last iftar program. Give the Sheikh some attention, inshallah. We will talk about the iftar program afterwards, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Don't worry, I'm not going to fundraise, okay? So I'm just going to ask, as they're setting up there, I need to hear myself breathe. So let's see how quiet we can get this across the room. And the volunteers, they're clinging and clunging and moving things. That's the thing we want to hear. We want to hear volunteers doing their things. But inshallah, the conversation, somehow we have to get that under control. Because even out of respect for the reciters as well, not just for me and tonight's presentation, but for everything that's happening right now. So can we ask from everyone, brothers, you look like you got it under control. Sisters, I would come over there, but that probably would be a little weird, so I won't do that. But I hope that inshallah, the same thing amongst the sisters, inshallah ta'ala. That's cool. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyana Muhammad alayhi afdalus salah wa atamu taslim. Amma ba'd. Once again, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I will speak to you inshallah ta'ala for about 20 minutes or so, maybe 25 minutes max. And inshallah, I have to, as usual, run out to another program, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. My topic for you to do today or tonight, inshallah, for this last and final Saturday program in the blessed month of Shahrul Mubarak, is one that is, it revolves around the guidance of the Quran. Now, I'm going to share with you an ayah. Just listen to the first part of the ayah. It's very long, but I won't go through the entire ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hadid. Have you heard of this surah before? Surah Al-Hadid. Okay. Surah Al-Hadid, its audience is a very unique audience. It's not just talking to all Muslims and believers and mankind. but it's talking to amongst the believers, those that are having a tough and difficult time connecting with Allah. So it's talking to an audience that's having a particularly difficult time and struggle just connecting with Islam. So that tells you that the way we connect with Allah is very different. There's an ayah in Surah Al-Isra that sounds like this. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. Allah is telling the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that every single one of us should practice this religion based on what Allah has given you, based on your own predisposition. Now understand this for a minute. You know, some Muslims are really good at putting together events. You know, they can be on the streets and protest and advocate. They're really good at doing that. They can organize massive events. They can do so much for the community, but they're not going to give you a khutbah. They're not going to lead the jama'ah. They're not going to be able to do other elements of our religion. And I want you to know that based on this ayah of Surah Al-Isra, that is okay. Remember this. We don't need to do the exact same thing to get to Jannah. We don't all have to do the exact same thing. We have a bare minimum of principles that we follow. We all must believe in Allah. We must believe in the Sunnah. We must love this religion. We must follow the five pillars of Islam, the six pillars of Iman. We have a foundation that is exactly the same. But what extends from the قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. You know what shaklun means, shakilati? It comes from the word shaklun. Shaklun is like somebody's appearance. Like I would say to you, shakluhu, like the way he looks, the way he's dressed, the way he combs his beard, combs his hair, the colors he chooses, that's called shaklun or shakil. So when Allah is saying, practice based on your own shakl, it means, so here's your first tip of how to get connected with the guidance of the Quran, is you have got to know what Allah has given you that's unique to you that no one else is doing. Nobody else is able to do it as good as you. Now I get it. There are some people out there that can do a little bit of everything, but every single one of us has this one thing in us that Allah gave us that's your strength. Now, it doesn't even have to be related to the religion. Some Muslims are just really patient. Some wives are really patient. Some husbands are really patient. And then sometimes, or in most households, you have one more patient than the other. That's okay. Some husbands are really tough and strong and can handle a lot out there. Other husbands can't. Some brothers are really good at heavy lifting. Others aren't. Every single one of us outside of Islam, just in life, has a strength in you. So the first thing that I want to share with you is understand what is your unique strength Allah blessed you with. And this Ramadan, as we are inching towards the end, you should have already seen and understood what that strength is. You should have already figured it out. If you've never figured it out in this month of Ramadan, you should have already seen glimpses of a little something that you can do that others can't do, but it still keeps you on the path of obedience. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. You know, this first point, I have to tell you, this first point really changed my life because it made me feel that I don't have to do everything that others expect from me. You know, I'll get called, believe it or not, and I don't have a voice for this, by the way, so don't think that I do. I have been called several times to sing nasheeds. I can't even sing something attractive to my own baby without making her cry, but let alone sing to an audience. I don't have that kind of voice. So I know I don't need to master that art in order to be on the path of serving the community. Somebody else can do that. You know, I can do other things. Find your place in this ummah. This is the first point. Number two. Here's the next ayah in Surah Al-Hadid that I want to share with you. Have you heard a verse that starts like this? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Listen to the ayah. Allah says, hasn't the time come already? Hasn't it already arrived? By the way, this is Allah's words. If I sound a little mean, it's not me. The ayah is being really firm, really blunt, and straightforward to you and us. Listen to it. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Hasn't the time come already that you've been believing in this faith? You've had iman. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Isn't it about time? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That their hearts are humbled by the remembrance of Allah. Now, let's break this down. You have to understand what this ayah is trying to tell us, okay? Number one, who is Allah talking to? Think about it. Allah is talking to the greatest believers that will ever walk this earth, the Sahabas radiallahu anhum. Allah is asking them and telling them, what is wrong with you? Hasn't the time come already? You should humble your heart to the remembrance of Allah. And I'll explain what that means in a second. Imagine telling companions that. Imagine if Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Khadija and Aisha radiallahu anhum, all of them walked into IIT right now. And they heard this ayah from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How do you think they would feel? You know what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said about this ayah? Listen to it, okay, brothers and sisters? Just listen to what he says about this ayah. He says only 4 years went by. 4 years went by. Only 4 years went by. We were Muslim and Allah gave us this ayah. Almost all of us sitting here have been Muslims for more than 4 years. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is the companion that is said to resemble the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the most. They said that even though he was a midget, if you walked behind him, you would think that's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was really frail and skinny. He sacrificed a lot for Islam. He is saying, we were only Muslims for 4 years and we got this ayah. All of us here, most of us have been Muslims our entire lives. You've ever asked yourself this? Like, hasn't this time come where I get my act together? That's what the ayah is asking. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You have been given iman. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is your strength, your gift. You didn't do that. You didn't get that because you really love Islam. You didn't get iman. I didn't get iman because we love this masjid. We got iman because Allah chose every single one of us that we are candidates and we are chosen to carry this faith. Okay. So this ayah is really, really directed to me and you. Now, what is Allah trying to ask us here? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. There's a famous hadith by Abdullah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu. It's an authentic hadith, okay? The first knowledge, ilm, that is lifted away from the ummah. Guess what it is? Does anybody know? Shout it out to me. Does anybody know? What's the first knowledge that will be lifted and erased from the ummah? What is it? Khushu'. Now you're probably thinking khushu' in this hadith is called ilm. Yeah, khushu' is called ilm, it's called knowledge. You know why? Khushu' is not just something you do. You have to understand why you do it. What's in it for you when you do it? Who you're doing it for? Who you're standing in front of when you're doing it? And the consequences when you don't do it. What's khushu'? Let me demonstrate, okay? Everybody watch me. It's the only time I'll tell the sisters. Yes, please, watch me for a second, okay? Watch me, guys. This is khushu'. There are about 11 words in the Quran to describe being afraid and being scared. Khushu' is one of them. Khushu' means to be afraid. What's the difference between khushu' and everything else? You see, when I tell you, akhi, you should have khushu' in your salah, this is what I'm asking you to do. Watch me. This is khushu'. When you're praying in salah, and you're absolutely still. This is not khushu'. You're losing khushu' if you do this. And then you fix your jacket, check your hair real quick, hijab falls off, you put it back on. Oh my gosh, constantly throughout the salah. It doesn't mean your salah is canceled. You're losing your khushu' when you're constantly distracted and moving around. Khushu', you're literally frozen still. It's the first thing that is lifted from the ummah before the day of judgment when it comes to knowledge. What does that mean when in terms of concentrating for Allah? Your focus is frozen and still focused on whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. You know, khushu', it's really scary to know there will come a time all the masjids will be full like you see it full today, and not a single person will have khushu'. There will come a time not a single person in the entire masjid will have this. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve the khushu' in our hearts and in our lives. Allahumma, ameen. Let me conclude now. Why does this happen? Why is it that people lose this khushu'? If you lose khushu', you lose Allah. If you lose Allah, you lose everything. Quran, Prophet, everything. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Why does this happen? It's in the ayah, brothers and sisters, and this is what I'm going to leave you with, inshallah. أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. What is the next word? لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Because of the remembrance of Allah. Allah is saying, it's because you don't have enough remembrance of Allah in you. And in conclusion, I will say this. Remember, the remembrance of Allah is not that you're sitting with the Quran all day and night reciting. Not that you're just saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar all the time. It's not just a verbal thing. The dhikr of Allah is when you're driving and somebody really upsets you on the road. You want to run them off the road, but you say to yourself, I'm fasting. Let me let it go. Dhikr of Allah. You see something and hear something that's inappropriate. You know it's inappropriate. You try to say or do something about it. It's not working. Nobody's listening to you. At least you remembered Allah. I want you to remember dhikr of Allah like this, okay, brothers and sisters? Imagine that all the knowledge in your mind, your intelligence, is a bunch of bookshelves. Dhikr of Allah is you take a book off of that bookshelf and you open it. Think of dhikr of Allah like this. So now you know, for whenever the dhikr of Allah is called from you, time and place and scenario, there's a specific remembrance or book that you pull out and you remind yourself at the end of the day. Anything you say and do is for the sake of Allah. You do this, You will always be close to the Quran. We will always be close to the Quran. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us close to the Quran and as a result keep us close to Him. Say, Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah azza wa jal keep us close to the sunnah and the practice of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this world. And as a result, we are near Him on the Day of Judgment and we enter with Him in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Say, Allahumma ameen. And finally, to all of you, jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah azza wa jal accept from us our fast and our accept from us our ibadat in this blessed month of Shahrul Mubarak. Allahumma ameen. So these are the words that I leave you with, brothers and sisters. Fajazakumullahu khairan. You have all been wonderful in terms of your attention. Jazakumullahu khairan. I really mean that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh Musleh. Our next item on the program on my agenda, Sheikh Musleh will sing a nasheed. I think you can do it, Sheikh. Okay, Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. We are getting a lot of people coming in, and so we need to maximize the space. So I'm going to ask all of the brothers and sisters to stand up and to make lines so that we can be prepared for the prayer, inshallah. We're going to move this down, and all of the brothers, please come forward. Sisters, please ensure that you are sitting close together, and brothers also, so that we can optimize the space, inshallah. Someone can give me a hand to move this out of the way, inshallah. Thank you. Brothers, please come up, fill the spaces. If there is a space in front of you, make sure that it's full, and stand close to each other. It's as if we are going to pray soon, inshallah. So we have space here. Please come on up. We don't need this space right now. Yeah, not all of it. Just one for the Sheikh, inshallah. Okay, brothers. If you are good in your lines, you can sit down. And inshallah, we will continue with the program. So once again, on behalf of the Islamic Institute of Toronto, we would like to thank all of you for your great support. Last night was amazing. Alhamdulillah, the entire building was full and it was quite electrifying. So may Allah reward you. If you were not able to give a donation last night, please consider giving a donation now, inshallah. Ramadan is coming to an end. And so this is the time of blessings. This is the time of great reward. And as we said last night, sadaqah does not decrease your wealth. Believe in it. Sadaqah will never decrease your wealth. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and we believe in His promise. So give as much as you can. We want to reach our goal. I think we're close to about 220 or so. So we do have a ways to go. And I'm hoping, inshallah, that by the end of Ramadan, we will be able to reach our goal. Jazakumullah khair. A few announcements. And for those of you who are coming in now, please find a seat as close as possible to the front so that we can maximize the space. So just a few quick announcements before we continue. Inshallah, on Monday, we have the solar eclipse. And we will be doing Salat al-Khusuf. That is the prayer for the eclipse of the sun. This prayer will happen on Monday at 2 p.m. This prayer will happen on Monday at 2 p.m. inshallah. And you're all welcome. You're all encouraged to come here on Monday. Once again, we still have a lot of spaces in between. So brothers, if you find a space in front of you, please move up and sit close together, because we have to accommodate everyone. If there is a space in front of you, yes, please. Please fill it up, inshallah. If there is a place at the side of you, just look back and ask the brother to come up. Okay? Inshallah, when we sit close together, we feel the brotherhood and the love. So please sit close together to each other, inshallah. So on Monday, we have Salat al-Khusuf at 2 p.m., so please come on out with your families and help us to revive the sunnah. Also, inshallah, we will be celebrating Eid on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Wednesday at 9 a.m. And we have two locations, one here at the Islamic Institute of Toronto and the other at Scarborough Convention Center, right across, right beside IIT. The khatib here at IIT will be Sheikh Ahmed Kuti, and the khatib at Scarborough Convention Center will be Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick. So choose your location, come early, find a parking in the parking lot. If you don't have a parking there, there is parking available on Nielsen Road. Please don't block the driveways of other people. You don't like someone to block your driveway at your home, right? So don't block someone else's driveway. It happened last night with the industrial building outside. The truck could not enter and had to hold up traffic for 45 minutes. This is not good on our part. So please don't block a driveway. Don't park near to a driveway. Ensure that the truck can get in. There is parking on Finchdean at the back here, going to the convention center. And there's parking at Torham Place. And you can access the convention center from Finchdean off of Finch Avenue. So Jazakallah khair. We hope to see everyone. Bring your prayer rug and a bag for your shoe. Perform the takbirat on your way and pay your zakatul fitr well in advance of Salatul Eid, inshallah. All of the details will be on our website, on our Facebook page and Instagram, and please share them with others, inshallah. As we said before, we have some of our qura who are here, and we have about 10 minutes, so I am going to ask Qari.
Abdul Fattah is not here?
No. Ask Hatim.
Yes, I'm going to ask Hatim, inshallah. We don't see him often, but he will be reciting for us for 5 minutes. Khamsa daqa'iq.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبله إذا يتلى عليهم يخرون للأذقان سجدا ويقولون سبحان ربنا إن كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. صدق.